Ooh, you follow a whisper? Fake. Well, report.
I'm surprised you didn't hear of what I did before I left. It's probably a good thing you didn't hear,
to be honest.
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, I guess I am glad too, because,
I don't think it was worth it, you know?
Perfect.
You just get in a comfortable position,
because, you know, it's like 10 o'clock over here.
Yeah,
of course. Of course.
9:30 over here, you know?
Yeah, it must be nice.
You know? Yep. In good old US of A.
Having
a nice paying job, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't afford your car.
Yeah. One way to look at it, you know? You know, silver lining. Silver lining, what it's called. So,
Oh, wait, so you can't afford it either. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, what's going on?
Oops.
Oh, I heard
my good old pal. Well, I don't know if he's my pal. He's my pharmaceutical,
pill giver, I guess. Al Toro. I heard he was hosting the podcast last time.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Rene Horst told me.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm surprised Rene Horst is friends with you. That's very surprising.
What?
I said, of all things, that's surprising that Rene Horst is friends with you.
Huh.
No, he's not friends with me. I just like heard him say it, because I was actually at his casino.
Oh, so you just happened to walk by.
No, I was just eavesdropping. Okay.
You know, given my nature, I'm actually... You know?
Yeah. Because I would have been very surprised if Raining Horse was friends with someone of your caliber, you know.
No. Raining Horse and I, we're not friends.
Yeah.
He told me I was not
worthy. Like, Al Toro, I don't even really talk to. I come into some hard times, and I would say he helps me with it, but he's a factor into how I deal with the hard times, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But anyway.
So,
it happened about maybe two days ago, when I had an amazing day, which was kind of weird. Like, I will say it was weird. Like, it wasn't a good day. It was just a day I wasn't mad at the world, you know? Like, mad at my situation in Hong Kong, mad at just seeing millions and millions of people just existing in my presence. Mad at the lines, mad at the bus, mad at how long everything takes. Just mad, you know?
Yeah.
For some reason...
Sounds like it really
hits the light. Well, you know, but for some reason, 2 days ago, I just had a good day. Well, not a good day, but I just felt not mad. I was just kind of chilling. I felt like there was a weight off my shoulder. I don't know if I was blessed or I don't know, but it just felt pretty okay. Things were just working out. Nothing even happened. It was just a normal day. But there was also something else. When I woke up, you know, one of the first things, you know, I pulled out my phone, you know, I was just kind of laying in bed because, you know, it's the morning. Sadly, you have to wake up freaking at like 6 a.m. or whatever, 6:30.
If you're going to say sadly, I have to wake up, period. You're going to say that's a, we need to have a conversation.
Well, yeah, when I woke up, I was like, let me look on Reddit. Let me just, sadly, even though the app sucks, and I hate that website, and I can't wait until something else comes that replaces it. But, yeah, I was just, like, looking on Reddit, and I was like, there's this video on public freakout. Let me watch it. And it was of two black people. This black girl and this black dude. I don't think the black dude said anything. He's probably just friends with her. But it was the black girl, and she was yelling at someone. And I had to mute it. I was a little confused why she's yelling at this dude. I thought the dude was in the wrong. Because he just looked kind of off. He looked all mad. And, you know, he tried, like, getting away from them. They tried blocking or something or whatever. So I was like, oh, what the heck? What did this dude do? But then, you know, I went into the comments, and I'm seeing that all this talking, I was like, oh, I'm confused. But then it turned out the girl was mad at the dude, and it's this white dude, because he had dreadlocks. And she was mad because he was culturally appropriating her culture. And for some reason, that just unlocked something in me. Like, something unlocked. Where I'm like, why, as a people, do we black people care so much about cultural appropriation? Like, I was thinking to myself hard. Because, you know, I do it too. Like, it pisses me off when I see an Asian dude with dreadlocks. It just does. Like, there's no other way to say it. I try to cope and ignore it. But, like, deep down, it pisses me off when I see an Asian dude with dreadlocks just walking around. Or when I see an Asian dude with streetwear, you know, where this guy's straight up from Hong Kong, but he's wearing, like, you know, kind of American black clothing. And it just makes me mad. And then I get an introspective moment where I was like, why does it make me, like, why am I getting mad about this? And then I felt inner peace. Because, you know, I think it was just that day in general. I was just feeling inner peace. I was like, wait a minute. I shouldn't care. You know why I shouldn't care? Because here is the big theory about cultural appropriation. I feel like we should be happy we're being culturally appropriate. Even if the people are using the N-word and they're just a white dude who likes rap and they start using the N-word just to sound hood. Or people wearing streetwear, even though they're not from Chicago, but they're wearing clothes like they're from Chicago. And they come from the calm streets of Korea or something. Or like some random freaking like Indian dude wearing the rare like trap rapper dreadlocks. Or say a German dude doing trap rap. Where it's like, what the heck? You guys aren't part of our culture. But I think we should be celebrating it. Because that proves, as even though we are this small minority of the world, we are just American black people. There's only, what, 10, 13% of us in the U.S.? So that's like, what, maybe 40 million people? Just 40 million people in the entire 7 billion of the world have become such a global influence that people are excited to even, like, get a taste of our culture. Where people in freaking China are wearing our clothing. People in freaking Germany are rapping like us. People in freaking India are wearing our hair. Like, we have reached this position now. Like, of course, we're not really gaining any benefit, but still, like, culturally, we have become this culture that the world wants to be a part of. Even though, like, just how many years ago? What, 40 years ago? Maybe even less, because it seems like only recently people started liking black culture. Like, liking. So just in this short amount of time, this minority of people have become so influential that other cultures want to have our culture or want to have a taste of it or want to experience it. So we should be happy. This is like literally, I was thinking about like how racist, like, you know, Europeans in the past were, where they wanted to like forcibly make European culture global culture. They were forcing people. They were enslaving people. They were like colonizing, forcing all these cultures to be like them because they felt that their culture was superior. And then black people have done it without even trying. We just were existing and we did what the Europeans have wanted to do this whole time. So if anything, we should be proud that we are this people that everyone suddenly now thinks they're cool. Like there are people, like for example, it used to piss me off a little bit that there were like, you know, Chinese girls who dreamed of dating just a black dude. Like they, like there are girls I know who like their dream is to go to Chicago. You know, you meant why they want to go to Chicago University. There's no other reason. They could have went to a New Hampshire University, but they're like, no, I want to go to Chicago or Tennessee or Florida. Like, you know, those areas of Florida where it's like, it's obvious. It's because they want to date a black dude or they want to meet like like someone who's like the people they see on TV. And it, you know, before this day, it made me annoyed because I was like, oh, so you only like us because we're trending. But in the same way, that's almost empowering that people across the world are like, their dream is just to date a black dude. Or like the opposite too with black women. It used to be, you know, people made fun of you for having a big butt or big lips or, you know, wide hips. That used to be like a thing to mock. And now there are girls who do plastic surgery just to get this body that, you know, black women have automatically, or to have this, like, people get lip fillers. They'll get lip fillers to have this feature that, you know, black women have naturally. And that, yeah, it's technically cultural appropriation, but in a way, it's cultural enlightenment almost. It's cultural appreciation, because they, even if they don't admit it, they are in a way inadvertently saying that you guys are cool. We wish we were like you. We wish we could have a little bit of, like, we want to mix some of our culture into yours because your culture seems cooler, or seems like positive, seems like an improvement. So then, like, after I had this realization, I was like, wait a minute, I'm almost okay now with, like, say, even some random white dude saying the N-word because he likes rap, where I'm like, in a way, that's inadvertently, like, it's because we're so influential that they want to say these words. Like, they feel like this secret word that is so cool that only black people can say. And I was thinking, like, why do we, like, the people who want cultural appropriation to stop, like, no one to culture appropriate at all, is because they themselves do not feel special. So they have to feel like they're special by keep, like, gatekeeping their own culture. They don't want other people to experience it because they don't feel special. So they're like, no, I don't want people to wear dreads, because that's the only thing that makes me feel original. But so when they see, like, a white person who, you know, is wearing dreads, it almost takes a piece of your uniqueness. But you should feel proud in a way that this person who doesn't even have our hair, he will never naturally have our hair. But you see some Asian dude who's literally doing all these chemicals just to have our dreads, or just to have our hair texture, or people with, like, even say Afro. There are Asian people in Hong Kong right now who are getting Afro haircuts because they just think it's cool. They think it's, like, a good hairstyle. Even, man, I was in a flow. I was literally in a flow. I was saying so much. I felt it.
I don't know. What the heck out of my soul.
Basically, to end it all, I think it's a good thing. And I find it, like, even if they are making fun of it, I think they are proving just how influential our culture is. And if anything, even for the people who are, like, what do you call them? Hotep? Why?
Dude, what is happening?
What did you do right before I left? Did you mess with your headphones?
No, that's the thing. My phone is down. And, like, my ear, like, I'm not touching anything, like, related to my phone or my headphones. I don't know what happened.
Maybe it could be me.
Maybe. Or it may just be, like, my phone is trying to establish connection to Wi-Fi or something. I don't know.
Or maybe I'm saying too much. They don't want the black empowerment to happen, where it's like, oh, actually, it's showing that we are becoming a people who are worthy of blah, 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 blah.
I will say,
but yeah,
you have interesting takes. I'm going to let you continue.
Oh, my other thing is, like, even say with the Hotep type people who are, like, super pro-black, if anything, this is making society inadvertently more black. Like, yeah, I know there's the people who are saying, like, oh, no, oh, they're trying to ruin our birth rates and this. But ironically, with everyone trying to be as black as possible for whatever reason nowadays, now the black culture has become a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
So now there's, I quote, more black people.
Hey.
So I know you have some type of opinion on this. So what do you say?
Jabari, you know you're a good friend of mine, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very, very, very interesting.
What do you have against not being against whatever it's called, cultural appropriation?
See, here's my hot take on it. Okay. It's very simple. It's not too hot. It's more lackadaisical, if you will. When it comes to white people saying the N-word, for example, they did it once before. Might as well let them do it again. No, I'm just kidding. But
you just walk away. It's like, oh, okay. I guess Raining Horse is back.
Oh, Jennings is like, imagine if that was somebody's actual response. I wouldn't even know what to say. But see, here's my thing. I don't fully disagree with you, and I don't fully agree with you.
Yeah, I know it's a lot to take in, especially as a black person.
I'm looking at it from, like, instead of, like, a perspective of that of a black person, just a perspective of that of a black person, am I looking at it overall, right? And just, like, thinking, so here's the thing with cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. Do I think everything should be hands-off? No, right? Actually, let me say this. It all, to me personally, it all depends on how you want the world, like which direction you want the world to go in. Reason I say that is because if you want the world to go in a more unified state, like we're all one, blah, 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 right? Then yeah, throw out cultural appropriation as far as, like, you know, condemning people for it and just let it happen, you know? However, if you want each community, so to speak, to have their own identity, their own set of cultures, and, like, I mean, people can live within, you know, outside of it and, like, in harmony with it, but if you still, like, want there to be some identity to your nationality and ethnic background, then there should be, you know, that little arbitrary cultural appropriation kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree, but I think the thing that makes it, I think, difficult for, like, say, a black person is that we are too influential in a way where it's just bound to happen. I think that's almost my opinion, is that it's almost bound to happen that people are going to want to be basically like us because they see us everywhere. We're like basically the kings of music, the kings of entertainment, the king, even memes. Most of these memes or slang or whatever on the internet have become black culture. Black slang, black memes, black humor. Like, it's not like the old school white humor or freaking Asian humor or whatever. It's become black humor. So we become almost too influential that now it's just bound to happen. Like, for example, Cambodian, no one's culturally appropriating Cambodians because they're not, you know, you don't even know what they do. I can't even point to the map where they are because they're just kind of, you know, they're not as influential. But say American black, it's almost too influential. So it's like, I don't even know if we can stop it. Like the only example I can say is like a Cambodian. If someone is culturally appropriating Cambodian, okay, it's kind of like punching down almost. Because, like, you know, no one talks about Cambodians other than Ngor. So it's like, you know, if you're culturally appropriating a Cambodian, it's kind of mean. It's kind of mean.
Wait, you know what Cambodia is?
I know it's in Asia. It's kind of, I'm assuming, near Thailand.
Yeah, no, it's like right below Thailand. I thought you knew that, but okay.
The reason I bring up Cambodia in the first place is because a friend went there.
That's why I know. Oh, wow. Dang. Yeah, a friend of mine just went for a culture exchange or whatever, the student exchange thing. Mm-hmm. They went to Cambodia for 2 weeks. That's the only reason I been bringing up Cambodia recently.
Wow.
But yeah,
because we're too influential. Like, say, even sports. Sports are like the trending sports, football, basketball, even freaking golf. It feels like it's hard to miss us. Because in the past, it was the same with European culture. Like, you know, people started straightening their hair. People started, like, you know, trying to be more posh or whatever. Because there was a time where, say, British culture or whatever was just super, super influential. So everyone was trying to be similar to them. And now, I guess it's black people's turn or whatever, who knows. So it's like, it's almost bound to happen. Like, personally, if I could make it where there's no cultural appropriation, of course I would. But I think we're too big now, where it's just bound to happen. So we should change our viewpoint of it as being like, okay, this just shows how influential and how cool we are. And that's why people are, like, trying to be like us. And it should be, like, almost a pride thing.
With that, I do agree. Because I think it should be more welcome than backlash, you know? However, just like with anything in life, right? There has to be, like, some sort of confines, so to speak. Just so there's not, like, a sense of anarchy within the realm.
But how did he stop it?
If I'm being quite honest, like with cultural appropriation and like that whole vein, it's hard to even stop it, or it's like hard to limit it without like there being the extremes that are really set in place as far as like condemning somebody for cultural appropriating. Because like even if you like open up the door just a little bit for it to happen, like once you open up the door, it's hard for you to close it because it's like, well, why is this not okay when this was okay? Why was this okay when this was not okay? You know.
But then what I wonder is like,
I wasn't done. But like, what I was going to say was like, for example, if you and I are hanging out with, you know, Prever, Piston Pain, right? If we were hanging out with any of them, listening to like, you know, any rap or hip hop, if they said the N word, I'm going to be thrown off. I'm not going to lie to you. Like in the song, I am going to be thrown off, but it's not going to be like, I'm not going to like want to fight them for. Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to. I'm not the type of black dude that's going to be like, well, you said the N-word, now we got to fight kind of thing. Because to me, it's just, I don't want to say it's not that big of a deal.
Well, I guess context like, also matters.
I mean, yeah, but like, if it's like in a rap song, you know, like, that's, I get that, you know what I mean? Because to me, at that point, it's just like, hey, man, it is what it is. Like, I'm not going to throw a fit at it. Now, if you're just like saying, oh, I can't stand these N-words, or like, you know, just like all that's just hurt in the world, or like you call me the N-word disrespectfully, that's a completely different thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you allow them to, like, if you allow, when I say them, I don't mean it's only black and white. Preface, Jabari and I are not saying it's only black and white. We're saying across all cultures, all races. But since we're black and our quote-unquote counterpart when it comes to racism is white, that's why we're referring strictly to black and white. But that's not how we only view it. You have to set those prefaces. But anyways, that's why you can't like allow white people to say the N-word even in songs. We're like, I guess that's why people like try not to let them do that, because if they see it in a song, then they're going to be more comfortable with it, you know. Then they're going to be
but
like,
then what I wonder though is that like,
imagine we're hanging out with the same people that I just mentioned, the same white people that I just mentioned. We're listening to hip-hop rap all the time. They say the N-word, we're cool with it, right? And then, like, let's say we get into an argument as we're, like, hanging out or whatever, like, with another group of people. And then, like, later on, they're like, can you believe those niggers back there? Are there niggers back there, you know? That's when it's like, whoa. Like, you can't say it. Then their natural response is, well, why is it okay for me to say it in the song, but I can't say it now?
Like, you're but then what I wonder, though, is, like, let's just say it becomes, like, a fully, like, okay, we're not going to care anymore. And everyone's using the N-word. Or like, you know, similar to how like black people will use the N-word to talk to people. And like, you know, let's just say there's a Chinese person calling another Chinese person an N-word. Or like, you know, in the same way black people would say it. Or like, say a white person calling another white person N-word. Because the word has become so much part of the vernacular that the meaning has lost itself now. And now it just means person almost.
Yeah, no, that's always going on. Like, I'll say this, outside of U.S., of course, that can definitely happen. You know? Hell, I think that even does happen.
But inside the
US. No, I've seen videos. I've seen videos in the U.S. where there are two white people mad at each other, and you know how some like young white people are, where they like rap, and they're calling each other the N-word, trying to be hard. I was like, "What the heck is this?"
I know exactly what you're referring to. but that's what I'm saying. So, like, when it comes to that, right? It's kind of almost like, well, how the fuck can you relegate it? Because I mean, yeah, they can use it towards each other, you know, but we both know as soon as they use it towards like a black person, like we kind of like know the intent. And like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, at least within America, within North America, or like the United States, I should say, let me be more clear. It's like, I don't think that's why it should be like globally or socially accepted by all cultures, because you already know at one point it is going to go back to the origin.
But what I wonder though is, isn't it going to be inevitable at some point? Like, let's just assume for the next 200 years black people are on top. Like, not only are we now just the kings of entertainment, but because, you know, of the influence, slowly we start taking over even political power, or let's just say economic power. Like, now there's some black people who are billionaires of super big companies. Or now there are some world leaders other than Obama who is black, like of actual relevant countries. Not. Every time I get into a flow state, it cuts off. Every freaking time.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
But as I was saying, like, let's just say the trajectory keeps going in the direction that it looks like it's going. Now there's like some world leaders. There are economic leaders of relevant companies, not just random freaking like, oh, well, there is a Block CEO of Wells, of Bank of whatever bullcrap, like where they're actually relevant, like actually control the company or like founded the company. So let's just say, you know, there are more influential Black people, and like the our culture becomes like, you can't, now it's impossible to get away from it. Now it's impossible to not hear our lingo or know our lingo, at least. Like, there's going to be random people in Cambodia who know, like, the typical slang of, like, a Black person in America. And what I wonder is, would it be, start to become inevitable that other people would start culturally appropriating at even a more higher pace? Like, where they start saying the N-word, like, almost casually. Like, yeah, the meaning to them has lost all meaning, but they'll start using it. They'll call you the N-word, they call their Cambodian brother the N-word, they call their mom the N-word, because to them it's just a cool sounding word.
Healthy or not.
It's...
like, I'm always going to have that line drawn. I'm not sit here and lie. That line is always going to be there. If I hear it come out...
well, then, let's say the next generation, because it's always the generation that... Oh, yeah. Like, the transition generation. But so the next generation, like, say your kid would be calling his friend the N-word, his white friend would be calling his Cambodian friend the N-word, and his Cambodian friend would be calling you the N-word, and we're just going to be looking at it like, dang.
But as my son and his white friend get into an argument, and I hear, nigga, damn, I'm losing it, you know, and I know help, and it's not going to be good. And me and that boy's father are going to come to fisticuffs, and I'm just, you know, can't do it.
And then his son's like,
the Cambodian, he's like, this is my philosophy. When it comes to Asians, Hispanics, blah, 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 they can say it.
Right. No, they cannot. No, they cannot. I would say Hispanics. Hispanics, they get a pass because they went through struggle. But Asians did not go through the struggle.
Not really.
They had, they had their own inner conflicts, but they never went through, like, the like, actual demolishment of their entire freaking people. So,
now,
like,
any Asian actually saying the N-word. I personally have it. But Hispanics, yeah, I have.
In America, I have. I don't know. Outside of America.
All I know is if I happen to hear a white person call me the N-word, even if we're friends, like, you can be my closest friend. As soon as I hear you calling me the N-word, there's like, this is all, as soon as I hear that, this is all you're going to hear.
Oops.
You know, that's all you're going to hear.
Okay, then. Here's another question then. Let's say your white friend comes in one day. It's like, hey, Deontay, how's it going? Yeah, man. He daps you up. You're like, okay, yeah, he's your friend. And then you look up, you see him with some straight up dreadlocks, and he just casually, he's still talking to you like nothing's wrong. And he has the trap rapper dreadlocks too. No, not even reggae, just regular trap rapper dreadlocks. He's got a facial tattoo, you know. He's just like, yeah, pretty cool.
I can't tell anybody how to dress. But if he asked me in my opinion, I would straight up tell him, no, I'm not with it. And not even because it's like, because of the culture thing, it just does not look right. Like, there's not been one white dude I've seen with those style of dreads that it looks like it goes together.
True. But then again, I would argue the same with, not all, but many Black girls where they straighten their hair. Because it's unnatural to me. It just doesn't look as good. Some of them it does. But some people,
Naturally straight hair, then yeah, of course. But
most black girls do not have naturally straight hair.
No, no, like it's only like a certain, like, if I'm being quite honest, you have to have like a certain look to you.
Yep.
It's a, like, look right. You know, like you can't look like, oh, this is, I can't even say the name to describe it. If you look like that type of black girl, you know, no.
Truth be honest, that's the thing. Now, that's something I think is a huge pity with black women sometimes. I don't want to say all the time because I'm not trying to get canceled. But I do think the whole weave movement is not great. I do not like the idea that they cut their hair bald and then put on a weave. And then the weave is like super, super straight colored or whatever, like blonde or something.
Yeah, and like,
and I'm like, and it's like super unrealistically straight. Like it's almost like Latina type straight hair on a black girl. Where I'm like, what the heck is this?
Tell people this, you know, like, if, for example, if there's like some black girls that are like getting upset, like with white girls on dreads or braids or whatever, I gotta keep my mouth shut, right? But if there's black girl wearing blonde hair as if she were white, like, you know, like the blonde girl, white woman, then I'm gonna tell them you can't get upset at that person wearing braids or dread thing because you're literally, this is not our natural hair color, like, you see, seeing this out there, natural, whatever. This is not your natural hair color. You're appropriating their culture. Your natural response. What culture do they have? They stole everybody's culture. They try to steal our culture, blah, blah, blah. Like this huge pity party. I don't care for any of that. You know, like keep it fair across the playing field. If you're going to restrict, you know, one ethnic group or, you know, race to their confines, then you're going to have to do as well. Like black people cannot use the whole trauma thing all the time. And think that that's like okay for them to just say, well, we suffered for 300-400 years and blah, 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 blah. You know, like Kanye said, sounds like a choice. Not just kidding. Had a troll. But it's like, okay, that's cool. But that's in the past. So start living in the present and the future now, you know? Like staying in the past is going to do nothing but like make no one want to talk to you, be with you.
That's my worry sometimes about like the whole, like that's what made me, I think, almost opened my eyes when I saw that video. The girl mad because this white dude has some dreadlocks, like the typical surfer dreadlocks or whatever. But it's like, we as a people, like, we know, like, I mean, maybe we don't acknowledge it, but I've acknowledged that globally, we are considered cool. Black Americans are considered cool. But then there's this amount of people who are like, even though I know that the world thinks we're cool, don't take our culture though. No, don't even try to mimic our culture in any way. And I'm like, doesn't that make us seem less cool? Because now we're gatekeeping the stuff that makes us cool. We're like, no, only we can be cool. Do not even try to be like us. Only we can have it. Like, oh, even though, you know, like don't have dreadlocks. Don't rap unless you're Eminem. Don't do anything because you guys don't deserve it. And then it's like, doesn't that make us very similar to the people that we say were so like messed up back in like say the 60s or the 50s where they're gatekeeping certain things because other people don't deserve to have it? Like, oh, you know you guys are black, you don't deserve to have certain education because there's no way you could be, you know, have the brain power like us. And then now how many years later, I mean, it's not the same level, of course, but still, in some people are like, no, you don't have the same type of creativity as us, so you don't deserve to rap. Or, oh, you know, you don't have the same, like, style or like, you don't have the same look as us, so you don't deserve to wear our clothing.
See, like, you want to know what sucks? Like, I'll be 100% honest. I am not smart enough to find a solution. The reason I say that is because I personally believe, like, it's not that deep, like, when people are, like, getting upset and blah, 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 you know? Because, like, I personally, just like you, I kind of look at it as an appreciation kind of thing, you know? Instead of, like, an appropriation, like, I don't always see it, like, in a bad light. Sometimes, like, certain things, yes, but, like I said, you can't open up the door and then just shut it out of nowhere, like, when it doesn't make sense, you know? Because at that point, it's unfair. And yes, I know life's not fair, However, it's like you can't allow people to do something and then like there'd be no actual confines. So like the reason I say I'm not smart enough to figure it out, I personally like would prefer to keep it how it is, only because that's the only way things can be at least semi-regulated. You know, now if somebody could like it, or if there was like a new thought, right, that
wait, hello, hello, wait, hello, 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 can you hear me? Hello, hello. So I think I know what the issue is now. Hello?
I hate this.
I know.
Flowing.
See, you don't have thrills out. You know what it is. But I think I know what the issue is now.
What?
It's that trash freaking Reddit app. Because I was like, just, you know, looking at pictures. And then sometimes it's a video. And when it's a video, it takes away all audio from everything.
Oh.
And then I can't return back. So I think I need to just not use that app. I mean, just in general, I need to stop using that app because it sucks. And Reddit really lost its soul. But yeah, I'm not going to use it on the...
I like it only for networking purposes. That's the only time I'll actually use Reddit. And it's useful for me.
What's weird to me about Reddit is that there was a time, like, way back, like, say, back in, like, 2000, like, 12, 13, 14, whatever, like, that kind of period, where Reddit was, it had terrible posts, but it had super funny comments. Like, the comments made the post. But then, like, post, like, 2017, it became the opposite. The comments suck. They're just the most abhorrent stuff, even worse. Like, it's probably the worst on the internet, to be honest. Yeah, but the posts are funny. Instagram.
No, Instagram's kind of funny sometimes.
No, the comments are, like, they're hilarious, but they are still abhorrent as far as, like, what they're actually saying.
But the thing is, Reddit comments aren't even funny now. The posts are funny. Definitely funny. But the comments are not even funny anymore. At least for the subreddits I subscribe to.
So let me finish my speech. Because if I'm being quite honest, I'm highly upset now. What was the last thing you heard?
The last thing I heard, you were saying, let me go back fully in the memory. Give me time. I just need to get it back in memory. You were talking about how you're not smart. And you want to leave it the way it is because you're worried that.
Okay, so I got something all again. So I'm going to be honest. I'm not that smart to be able to create like these confines and everything. And what I mean by that is because realistically speaking, unless someone can like literally like come up with a social, like there's like a social consensus, you know, where everybody's like, okay, this makes sense. Like as you know, it's going to be an adjustment. I'm still not going to like it, blah, blah, blah. But like, it actually kind of makes sense kind of, thing, you know, like pretty much like where it's like, this is cultural appropriation and this is cultural appreciation. You know, like there's a clear definitive difference between the two to the point like where everybody knows like, okay, cool. So like, if I do this or I say this or blah, 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 this is like accepted, you know, because it's like appreciating the culture or whatever, whatever. That's fine, you know. Whereas, like with this one, if I do that, I'm clearly trying to, you know, like there has to be, and it sucks. Because, like, I really wish like people could just like live in free reign, but we've just shown over time that we can't, you know. Well,
could you say that, like, it seems like the main thing
I could say a lot
that somehow we the main thing that we're like, just don't do it. Is the N-word. It seems like that's like the peak one out of everything. That's like the one that just is like the super no-go. But yeah, I would argue it seems like that is technically achievable. Because for example, I mean, it's not to the same degree, but like Hitler, the world has agreed we're not going to name children Hitler. Like we're just not going to name our children Hitler. Or we're not going to name our children Jesus. Like we just naturally fully agreed on this thing. So technically, it could be possible where it's just like the world would just naturally agree to just not say the N-word. Like, that's even though for some reason they want to say it so, that's the thing I don't get either. It's like, why do they want to say it so bad?
Because like, that's the only thing that we have left. I don't know.
Because I'm like, for example, like, I know it's an offensive word or whatever, the C word for like calling Asians. But there was never a moment where I was like, I really want to say it though.
Oh, C word.
No, I never want. What'd you just say?
I mean,
like,
is that what you're talking about?
I'm not trying to get canceled 20 years from now. We're like, oh, did you hear the time where Jabari said this?
I just want to know. I just want to make sure we're thinking of the
yes, that word. That word. Even though I don't know if it's at the same level. I don't even know if it, how bad of a word it is, but I'm just like, I don't want to say it.
No, there was this one Asian girl that we went to school with. Somebody called her that. She actually cried. So I think it is, you know.
I don't think white people have a word. I know. I forgot what the word is for. The S word for art. It's Latin X.
This is
stop. You know what I'm talking about. You know what the word is. You don't have to say what it sounds like. You know what I'm talking
about. Where you can bring what all this out.
Yeah.
Did you know,
obviously.
There was actually a website before. Like, it's like the name of the website was what was it? Racialslur.com or something like that. Racial slur encyclopedia or whatever. It literally had so many racial slurs for each ethnic group. And it was put alphabetically.
Like, I've seen that website.
I think I sent it to you and Evan years ago. Like, it literally had like all the different ethnic groups split up by alphabet, and then you would just click the hyperlink on the name of the ethnic group, and it would have an entire list.
It was awesome.
Kind of cool.
I mean, like, it was interesting. But I don't know, man. Like, but I agree with you. Like, you don't see Asians calling each other that word. You don't see Hispanics calling each other that word. You know. So I do agree. One thing I will say, however.
I think you should have just always stayed the same until, you know, the world has at least matured enough to be able to obviously and clearly decipher what's appropriation and what's appreciation.
But that's what I wonder, like, though.
You know, because, like, in my head, like, if I see a white dude rocking dreads, it's like, okay, cool. If it looks good, if it doesn't look good, I'd have the same reaction I'd have.
But that's the thing. They never really look good unless they have a little bit of blacking. It just won't look good because that's not how they're genetically made to look. Like, it's like it's similar to like some girl who gets lip fillers. Like, some it looks okay, but you'll never look as good as if someone who has naturally full lips, because you weren't made to look like that. You just weren't.
And for that,
so it's.
And for that is why. It should just all be left alone.
But that's why I'm wondering. I think the things I usually talk about, especially in the podcast, because, like, I just so wise. I'm like a freaking, what do you call it? I'm like a oracle. I'm usually a couple years ahead of the curve when I bring stuff up. So I'm assuming 2030, it's all going to come together where you're like, wow, people are just like, everyone's wearing dreads for some reason. People in freaking Cambodia has dreads. Cambodia is actually a very, you know, because I brought it up, now Cambodia in 2030 is going to be a very wealthy country. So something, they're just going to, you know, there's going to be on the way up. Cambodia.
Jabari, I just want to say one thing.
Invest in Cambodia. Yes.
Father, who art in heaven, I do not share the same thoughts of Jabari as far as him saying he's like an oracle. Please do not condemn me to hell for his foolishness.
What do you mean? I never said that. What do you mean? That sounds good. What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with being an oracle.
Nope. Because oracle can be taking it. Listen, and I agree with you. It's not. But you know how people are, and I don't know what the creator thinks. But I do not want.
I do.
Because oracle can be considered also a prophet. And you know how? Let me text you what I want to say.
No, you can say it. I've already had my religious podcast. When was this? Oh, this was
at post when I stopped, when we stopped making podcasts together, I started making religious podcasts, actually. Like, I was talking about how I don't believe Jesus is the prophet. I don't even think Jesus was anything to do with God. I think he was just a random dude. Unless you're about to say some insane stuff, which would make it even juicier, which would mean I would prefer you say it even more. That's I don't care about these. I don't care about them. I'll say it. I'll say it yourself. Gosh, what are they gonna do? Literally, I've said it already. I've said it in another podcast. If God really didn't want me to say what I'm saying, he would kill me right now. He could do it, or she, or it. I get permission I get permission if there's a big if after that. If I'm saying something wrong that you don't want, you can kill me or you could give me a vision at sleep. You know, I prefer the sleep one, but you couldn't just kill me. See, nothing happened.